fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. The prepper tip of the day, it's a twofer. First of all, make sure you've got twice as much alternative fuel to heat your home as you think you may need. This winter, I believe, is going to be pretty harsh. If you end up with fuel left over, no worries, mate. Just use it next year. Number two, if you want to mail confidential mail, first-class mail, be sure you put aluminum foil front back to protect the confidential mail from being read. They have equipment that can read through the envelope. They have that. I've been getting mail in that farm for quite a few years. Republic Broadcasting gets mail in that farm also. We had a caller earlier who said he's had issues with it, but I personally have not. All right. Before we get to Professor McCanny, who's patiently waiting, we got Dave in New York held over from the last segment. Dave, let's wrap up your comments so we can move on to the professor, sir.
Oh, yes. It's good to hear that you have new callers, but I think they can't ignore the information that that the regular original alpha and delta versions have been genomically sequenced, and they regularly do these studies. There's things that come out from the UK with information like this. And if you listen to these top doctors who are actually dealing with patients and who are research professor type people, they are observing COVID-19 as a disease with specific symptoms. They measure inflammation like Dr. Fleming does. And we cannot ignore the data when we're trying to deal with scientific issues. So, So just be aware. To say that it's an encapsulated virus and we've taken a particle and proven that it is what they say it is, that's something that probably hasn't been done. And I don't know that anyone anywhere, even in deep underground labs, maybe they have that ability, but they have found the genomic sequence all over. How is that getting all over the place? And how is it spreading and varying in tree-like evolutionary forms throughout the planet, as Dr. Fleming also showed? So Dr. McCullough, Pierre Corey, lots of doctors are treating this new disease. It's coming from something, and that's all I got to say. It's correlated highly with the appearance of these genetic sequences.
Absolutely. Dave, thank you for your call. We appreciate it. Okay. Well, we do have patiently waiting in the green room my friend Professor James Mechanic. Professor Mechanic taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's the author of, I believe, 12 or 13 books, more on the way, as he can fit them in. An advanced amateur archaeologist, advanced to the point where foreign governments consult with him. And a weekly radio talk show host. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. How are we
good
doing?
Good to have
there?
You with us. Thank you, sir. Well, I know that you typically spend your winters in a place where winter is basically non-existent, but you know all about winter, having spent much of your life in Minnesota, don't you, sir?
Well, yeah, and I also spend time in winter now. But the, I mean, I lived in central Canada for an entire winter with no shelter. So I know about
Wait a minute, no shelter. You mean you had a tent?
Did not even have a tent. Did not have any roof over my head.
Okay. Did you build a lean-to with pine branches?
No.
No. You did this voluntarily or you weren't forced to?
Yes.
Okay. And was was some kind of sabbatical where you're trying to accomplish some goal or another, sir?
Well, I was with a group of people. There was a basically a large tract of land on a major interconnecting river in northern Canada. I was there. It was the winter after I came back from Cornell. And I was regrouping because I had, and it started really the summer before where I went on a trans-Canadian canoe trip along some of the river systems, and it just turned into winter. And I was prepared, so I know how to live in cold climates. And, of course, I also know how to live in the tropics and probably any place in between. But here's the thing, and most people never, ever do this in their entire lives. When I was growing up, I would spend months at a time out in the wilderness, and it does something. The outdoors, and I've talked about this on your show, and this is why they want everybody indoors. Don't go outside. They don't want people to connect with all of their free time now. They're not going to work. What would happen if all of these people went outside and started realizing who they were, realizing their connection to our electrical environment, and started connecting electrically with the vertical electric field? They can't have that happen. So during the whole pandemic baloney, the thing they told everybody is don't go out of your house. And why was that? Because they don't want people connecting. So anyway, back to what I was doing, I was very much connecting into the universe, basically flow of, I wouldn't call it information. It's something that is there. And that's why there are hundreds of thousands of PhDs in physics. And they're all good physicists. They can calculate, they can design, they can get patents, they can make advancements, but they'll never be great physicists because they do not know how to connect in. And there, John, there have been people come from the intelligence community, the military, and other high-level world, the Russian scientists, and they all asked me the same thing. In fact, George Norrie asked me that the last time I was on Coast to Coast. He said, Jim, how do you come up with all this stuff that you do? You know, on 25 different subject areas, you're like world leader, like whether it's prime numbers or you know, the Nazca lines in Peru or all of the discoveries I made in space science. He said, how do you do this? It's because of time that I spent like that, clearing my brain out, clearing my spirit out, connecting with the universe. It's very important. And you will find that all of the great people throughout history have done this. And I'm not saying that I'm great or will be known. I think there will be a place in history for my name, given what I've done. But But the majority of people don't do this. They don't find out who they are. They're not comfortable with themselves. They're not comfortable when the lights go out. They don't have confidence in taking care of themselves unless the government's giving them a paycheck or somehow they're dependent on a job or something else. They don't know how to take care of themselves.
Well, I agree with your analysis, Jim. And I want to expand on some things that you may or may not be aware of. First of all, my Thursday guest, Dr. Lynn Horowitz, has been a big promoter of the 528 frequency music and calling it the frequency of God. About a month ago, while Dr. Horowitz was speaking, I did a quick search on Amazon for 528 hertz music. I found about 50 CDs for sale at Amazon. Only two of them were available to be sold. The rest said, currently not available, currently not available. And clearly, in my opinion, a form of censorship. Something you didn't mention by name, but I think you were kind of somewhat alluding to, was being grounded.
Yes.
I only wear foot gear that has leather soles. All my cowboy boots have leather soles. My dress shoes have leather soles. And I practice grounding myself. I have a grounding. My mattress pad, I can either plug in to a grounding rod outside, a regular grounding rod that every home has. It has electricity, has a grounding rod outside. So I can alternately use grounding when I'm sleeping or the energy cleaner signal. Don't use both at the same time. But if you're inside, indoors, unless you got a dirt floor, the odds of you being grounded are almost non-existent, aren't they, sir?
Oh, exactly. Just imagine this, John. The vertical electric field, and Tesla knew about this. Tesla did not know where this came from. That's one of the discoveries I made, advancing what Tesla did, is I discovered what caused the vertical electric field. But it is 300 volts per meter, so an average 6 foot person, about 2 meters tall, a little less, but, you know, in that range. So we're talking 600 volts, voltage from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. And when you go out in that, you connect into that electric field and you start to connect into all of the electrical signaling. The human being is partly animal, and that's what they want to concentrate on with the atheist, communist, Carl Sagan science. They don't want you to know you have a spirit, that you have an electrical being, that you are an antenna, that you are communicating electrically, electromagnetic signaling with other people all around the world. They don't want you to know that you have ethereal types of conscious power that connects you and your body with the outside world and the universe. They don't want you to know. John, let me ask you. Where in grade school, high school, college, university, grad school, do you find anything like this?
I'm not aware of that in any of those places. No, not at all.
None. And so the whole issue, and I talked about this on my show last week, people want to homeschool their kids, but they still got you trapped because of a thing called accreditation. You have to use their textbooks that they recommend for your kids to get a verified degree, in other words, an accredited degree. Like if you taught your kids something, that doesn't count. You have to use the accredited information, and that's where they got you trapped, because that accreditation for universities, for high school, for grade school, kindergarten, anything, requires you to teach the crap that they put on these in these textbooks, etc. And it is communist, atheist propaganda, all of it, and especially in science and mathematics. And this is not by mistake. This is by design.
Absolutely. Jim, we got a call on hold here from over in Europe. We got Oregon in Norway. Good morning, Oregon.
Hi, John. Hi, James. Long time. First of all, I would just like to... I'm very sad to hear about John Stadmiller's passing. I got very upset on Friday evening and lighted a candle for his memory. And I really pray that the network continue to be in
the network
able
will
hands.
Continue.
And,
right, we're in good hands.
And great. That makes me really happy. James, you were in my dream this night. Uh-oh. We were having a class. We were having a class. We were having a class drawing weather systems and vertical electrical fields and such, teaching kids. Many years ago, when I went to art school, it was a private school, and I really loved it. I heard what you were talking about as I called in, and it reminded me that the way we got into that school was that the students who were graduating, they looked at the applications of the students that wanted to apply to the school and voted on which they liked best. And that made the school really fluid. And I don't know, it was just a great experience. We got to the school, we got the key, so we could come and go as we wanted. We were shown the workshops and the materials. We could be there in daytime and follow the education, the curriculum, as we wanted. And many people opted not to do it. They were there at night instead and developing their own ideas. And everything was available for use, and people treated it respectfully. It was such a great idea, and it's something I really always have carried with me since that. I would like to kind of continue in my own way.
Mm-hmm. It goes back to the old Greek, the complete person. In the ancient Greeks, they developed the complete person, physical, spiritual, mental, everything. In today's schools, excuse me, it's like a brick mold. Everybody comes out of the same brick mold. You have to sit there. And you're trained to listen to the person at the front of the room. And if you repeat what that person says, you get an A. So the person that becomes the best repeater is the person who succeeds. And that's the way education is set up today. And that's what I was talking about, accreditation. And so what is an advanced test or a placement test, they call them today, like the ACTs or SATs or whatever. And they're called placement tests, and what it does is it tests you on how well you've been programmed. It doesn't test on intelligence. It doesn't test if you've developed your talents. It doesn't test anything about a person. It tests to make sure you have developed, and the person that gets the highest score then gets to go to the best university to get reprogrammed at a higher level. That's what's going on today in education. It's a factory. It's an education factory.
It's actually something that since before I learned about you, it's something I set out to do for myself, to see how far I could get in life with as little, as few grades or licenses or papers of my skills. I don't know. I just kind of always shied away from getting on any of that. I don't know how to say it, but it's just one of those things that are calling for me. Here in Norway, where things are really conformed and people are obsessing over the papers. Since a very young age, I just set out that, okay, I see the older generation, they did pretty well. Not having papers stuck everywhere around their bodies. And I see people
Organ,
now...
Organ, hold on, Organ. We got a break.
Yep.
We'll be right back.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
Yep.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, KosherTified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher-certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out the kosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Very nice. $50 discount on each piece of equipment at my website at thelibertyman.com to protect your car, your truck, your generator, your home. Visiting with Professor James McCanning. Jim, before we get back to Oregon, let's tell people how they can listen to your radio show live and to the archives every Thursday, sir.
Yes, John. Every Thursday evening, which would be tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Central Time. And yes, we have changed to winter time now, so I have a new frequency. So check that on the webpage. It tells the change over to the winter frequency from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee. And if you're listening online, WWCR.com, it is tower number 2. And there's quite a few applications also for phones. I think radio, garden radio is one of them. Excuse me. Radio garden or garden radio or tune in. You can listen on your phone. And then it re-airs like 7 times over the next couple of days. So WWCR is the live airing. And all of the archives are on my webpage, which is linked from your page going back to about the year 2000.
All right. Outstanding. Oregon, let's continue with your comments, please, sir.
Yeah, no, as I said, it is one of the ambitions I have here, to create this kind of a school, probably where I am right now or at home, something. But it's like when you stick your head out there in Norway and you go all in for being perceived as an audible, because you just don't want to comply with the tyranny or anything. You get resistance. That is to be expected. It's been a really long struggle, this, for me over the years. But I kind of feel like I'm entering into a new chapter of my life now. And I really hope there will be some smoother sailing coming up in the next few years, despite everything going on around us.
Yeah, Oregon. Let me make a comment. I think the new model for school that's going to emerge, I think it's already occurring in some places, is that the student becomes kind of like an employee, or kind of like what you're saying. A school is a place where you go to expand. And you can look at the list of billionaires and high-level millionaires in the world. Very few of them have a college education. It's pretty well known that if you go to college, you limit the amount of money you can make. Or even if you become a doctor, an attorney, or somebody else, you're very limited on the amount of money you can make. And you make good money, you can buy a nice house, but you're not going to become that multimillionaire, the 100 million and above, let's put it that way. The vast majority of those people just went out and did business. They learned the streetwise way of doing things. They got a business. They found something. They created something. And most people at that level actually quit college so they could pursue their interests. So anyway, standard school is not a way if you want to make money or if you want to succeed in your profession or if you're an artist or something like that. And things take time. I can tell you that. I mean, my water filter business is now 20 years old, and it's starting to take on an entirely new life because of the world water crisis. But I had been doing this for such a long time that now I'm considered an international expert. But anyway, there's a drumming noise going on in the background. I don't know who's doing it, but I think it's your phone, Oregon.
It's me on the keyboard, and I stopped.
Oh, John.
Okay.
Anyway, but thank you, Oregon, for the call.
Thank you, Oregon.
Final remarks. I have to say to James, over the years, dealing with the things I have had to deal with, it's been really, really encouraging to listen and to learn from you. Because how you maintain yourself, seeing that you have this, understanding of how the universe, the cosmos works, and seeing you just being railroaded over, and you still maintain a level frame of mind where it would create insanity in lesser people. And that is something I've really learned a lot from dealing with my problems. So I just want to really, keep doing what you're doing, and I look forward to seeing the merchandise you got coming up.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for the call, Oregon. We got a bottom of the hour break. We got a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 10th day of November. My website is thelibertyman.com. I got a money order this morning from a private consultation client, Elaine, in California. We'll be setting that up soon. Got another full weekend consultation coming up very quickly. If you want a private consultation, the details are at my website at thelibertyman.com. You folks waiting patiently, some not so patiently, and I don't blame you for your energy cleaner and your mattress pad. The wait is almost over. Tom Berryhill, the manufacturer, my friend, has had the same issues Ford Motor Company has had, but he's got deep resources that he's getting the chips in, the computer chips, and he's manufacturing the units. We'll be getting caught up on those in the next week or so. And taking new orders, of course, to help people get past the arthritis pain, keeping them from doing the things they like to do. Walking in the park, dancing with your honey, riding a bicycle, whatever it might be able to do those things again. Plus, get the best night's sleep in decades. Details at my website where you can place your order using PayPal. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9494. 9543. Visiting with Professor James McCanney. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. And also at my website, you can find the Wing, that's W-I-N-G, Whiskey India November Golf, the Wing Generators. And if you happen to be in a spot with enough wind, you can be, in fact, be energy independent, can't you, sir?
That's correct. That's correct. You can, and there are people doing that. So, yeah, go to John's page, fill out the questionnaire, which is the beginning step, and then continue. That's the beginning of the process.
It takes a while, but it's well worth it. Jim, our next caller is Amit in Massachusetts. Good morning, Amit.
Good morning, Mr. Moore, and good morning, Professor McKinney. Thanks for taking my call. I have two comments to make. One is in continuation of what Professor McKinney said about college education. What I have seen in my own experience, that is, if I call it graduate school part one, I could see a professor coming unprepared to the class. That is, virtually I could see him naked. But the university did not touch him. And there was another person who year after year the awards of best instructor for the year or the semester or something like that. So the professor who came unprepared to the class was very important, and that's my theory, that he attracted a lot of grants. And the professor who was a good instructor did not attract or did not bring or did not write proposals or grants. So that's why he did not get tenure. And the professor unprepared because he was instrumental in getting important grants. He was not touched or scolded or admonished or something like that. So that is comment one. And the second is what Mr. Moore was saying, that unless we have a dirt floor in the house, grounding by just being on the floor or being bare feet on the floor is virtually ruled out. I think that's very true. What I do in my case, and I'm in very cold Massachusetts, so in summer I could walk on wet grass or green grass on my lawn, but for other time, say winter, it's very cold at this time. What I have done is that, inspired by Mr. Berryhill, I own a transceiver. And to ground that, I have driven a grounding rod in the lawn, and I connect the ground connection to a conducting fabric I keep where my computer is. So I just try to sit bare feet, keeping the feet on that conducting sheet, so that I get some replacement of the grounding, which I can easily do when it is summer or warmer and the grass is wet. So I think the grounding part is very important, and we should improvise in whatever way we can, because we typically don't have a dirt floor in these cold houses made of wood and paper and cardboard, so on and so forth. That's all.
Okay. Thank you. John, I have a comment on that.
Yes.
If you're on the 50th floor, like say on an open balcony, that's probably not a good idea to have a grounding pad like that, because especially during a thunderstorm, because right. You may be a conduit to ground of a lot of electricity. So you want to do this when you're near the level of the earth, near ground, in fact, because the vertical electric field is really high, and when there's lightning involved, it's really, really high. It increases tremendously because you're breaking down. And the people say, well, why don't we see amazing amounts of current, or why can't we tap into this to run our society? And that is because we have something called an atmosphere. It's a dielectric, and that prevents the vertical electric field from discharging. That, in fact, is what makes the capacitor happen.
I'm on the second floor, so I think I'm safely away from that atmospheric lightning voltage. So that's my position is.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Amit. We appreciate the call. Well, Jim, what's your show tomorrow night going to be about, sir, if you want to let us know?
I'm talking about, for many, many, many weeks, I've been talking about electric highways to the stars, and it's really a complicated topic. And in fact, we're talking about some of that on this show, some of these things. And I'm getting more into the human side of this. Before, I was talking about propulsion systems and interstellar travel and et cetera. But now I'll be talking tomorrow night a really interesting topic about the Peruvian groups of people, and they go up to the mountaintop to have their, I guess the only English word would be seance, but the seance is where you get a group of people together, and typically those can be in a basement or a room or something, but what the Peruvians are doing is they're going up to the top of these very high mountains in the Andes Mountains, and they're connecting into the vertical electric field, and they probably don't know this themselves, but they understand that when they get up there, they have a very firm connection that's very different than when, I mean, why would you go all way up into the mountains? Why wouldn't you just go out in your backyard and do this? And so anyway, there's an obvious reason why they do this. And they go up groups of people, and they can, the Sherpas, they can live up at the very high altitudes and breathe air, etc. But I'll be talking about this and a lot of the aspects of people connecting into the vertical electric field is very important. And like I said before, that is why they, you know, with everybody having all this time off, they had to realize somewhere in the think tanks that, holy cow, these people could start going outside, hanging around together, all of a sudden realize these tremendous powers that you get when groups of people get together and are outside. And all of a sudden, they're going to have a problem because this gives people a lot of power. The kind of power that they can't control. And so anyway, I'll be talking tomorrow night about the Peruvians who go up to mountaintops and a lot of details regarding that.
All right, Jim, that's outstanding, and I hope people will tune in. Jim, our next caller is Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, gentlemen. I love this show today. It's answering who I am. I was in a regimented school, hands on desk and all that. And I went on to be a teacher and a speech therapist. I had one professor that taught to look at the whole child, like Jim was saying. I'll make it short, but when I went on in my career, I said, I'm not going to have my kids regimented like I was. It was horrific. I couldn't be who I was. So now, I had, you know, speech and language children that have different kinds of issues. So we didn't sit at desks. We did all hands-on. But the best part was I used to take them outside to learn the world and their language, to formulate words outside. We'd lay in the grass, walk around looking at nature. And the teacher said, I don't understand what you're doing. I said, well, it's just the way I'm teaching the children. I'm looking at the whole child. As time went on, these children that weren't progressing in a regular setting of structured table stuff were blossoming. The teachers were saying, oh my, they can actually write, and they're starting to increase their abilities. I said, yes, because I'm looking at the whole child. They never got it, though. I mean, it was so sad. These teachers didn't latch on to it, and I had an aide that worked with me, and she loved it because, I mean, we did butterfly hatcheries and all sorts of stuff. And I took them running around the track and to say, you know, their language. I mean, we loved it. And they did blossom. So you're right, Jim. You get out in nature. You get connected to the what's out in our world. They learn better.
Right. Here's something also. That if you're in a square classroom environment, four walls, a ceiling, a floor, and a blackboard in the front, and that's the method of learning, or just in general, people live in the city, that they get in their car, they go to work, they, you know, it's a structured environment in your brain. Now, if you've lived out in the wilderness like I have, it's that diversity and the change, and nothing is the same. literally nothing is the same. Nothing is structured. There's no straight walls. There's no, and your brain becomes different. Your brain reacts different to that environment. And I know people that have grown up in their whole life in that structured environment, and they never, ever understand who they are. There's a John Denver song. He talks about a guy who moved to the mountains and he realized who he was when he was walking up in the mountains. And this is true. So to keep kids in this structured environment, never let them out. Their brains don't activate. It's there's a cord missing. There's a connection missing. And you're right. The teachers never figure this out because they don't know. How can they teach what they don't know? They've never learned.
Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for bringing that up.
Yeah. Most teachers are bad teachers. I hate to say it. And the way it is now, the teacher union rules, and it's all about the teachers. It's not about the students. It's about the teacher. And that's what school is all about these days. And if you didn't catch that, you know, just follow what happened during the COVID thing. It was all about the teachers. It had nothing to do with the students. And that's the way it is. But the worst thing, finally, parents are starting to wake up. But even though parents are starting to wake up, it's at a very superficial level. They're complaining about books that promote pedophilia, for example. I mean, that's certainly one thing to be aware of. Yeah, absolutely. But it's just one thing. I mean, your kids are being sterilized mentally when you put them in that school.
Yeah, now they're lining them up for the shot or taking them through drive-thrus in the regimented line to get a shot. I know I can't take it. It drives me. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. No, it's you get your kids away from those schools. That's the only thing. And then I said this on my show last week. I was talking about this topic in relative to Electric Highways to the Stars and the human condition, is that accreditation, and I'm going to repeat this, accreditation is their trap. If you take your kids out of school and you go, I'm going to homeschool them, you still got to teach them the crap in those books. I had a parent write to me, and he bought all my books for his son going off to college. He said, I know he's going to have to learn what they teach there and regurgitate it to get an A, but I want him to know the real world from your work. He bought my whole set of books for his son going off to college present.
Fantastic. And he'll be better for it.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Yeah. So, well, thank you so much. I thank you for everything. So I'll sign off now.
Okay. Well, thanks for the call.
Okay, Deborah, thank you for your call. We appreciate it. Open lines, the call number is 512-248-8252. Jim, what direction you want to go next, sir?
Well, John, I imagine you know this, probably announced on your show, that people who got the clot shot cannot give blood.
That's right.
That's right. A new ruling.
They cannot donate organs either.
Right, yeah. That should tell you all you need to know. People are, you know, I pretty much stay away from this topic, but I mean, that should make people's hair stand up on the back of their neck or someplace.
It should. We had a couple more callers here. First, we have Brad in Massachusetts. Good morning, Brad.
Oh, hey, good morning, gentlemen. I 100% agree with the accreditation thing. And then obviously at a deeper level, the most important thing we can all know is the gospel, right? Reconciling us to eternity through the victory in the cross. And so that's definitely something that hasn't been in school systems or anything like that. So as far as the homeschooling and maybe not, they have to follow not your work, say, professor, but the lame accreditation stuff. I mean, to say nothing of teaching the gospel, but there are families homeschooling that are teaching the gospel. And so that's a good thing on that end. And then as far as the Stargate or as far as the cosmic travel and stuff, would you consider, or is it the Peruvian people? So a lot of the ancient cultures, they had to have an awareness of Stargates or portals, interdimensional gateways to the stars through these regions? So say, for instance, the Garden of Eden, was it a physical place or it was also an interdimensional gateway to God's kingdom that Adam and Eve had access to? And would you suggest that these ancient cultures has just been passed down? So the Peruvians would have had information passed down as far as other forms of star travel or access to the cosmos? Is that something to consider, sir?
I would not use the term star travel. We got a break coming up, but I'll talk about that after the break.
Get back to your answer after the break. Everybody stay tuned.
Gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jim, we're rapidly running out of time. You have about 3 minutes or to answer this call.
That leads into my show tomorrow night too, but I would not call it star travel, because there you get the Captain Kirk image with Spock, and you know that's people's image of star travel in our deranged scientific knowledge of, you know, the people are used to TV and movies, etc. So I wouldn't call it star travel. I wouldn't call it interdimensional. I wouldn't even use any term that's ever been used, because they're so overworked and mislabeled and misunderstood. I would just call it an ethereal level of man that is totally missing from most people today. And I've been there. I'm not an expert in this. I know people who are much more advanced in this than I am. I've spent a lot of my time studying physics and more tangible things. Maybe during my later years, sometime I'll have more time to spend on more ethereal types of things. But I have also done my own personal, like I say, go out for long periods of time and connect. And things happen to you, and every person who really gets up to those next levels has to do this. Like I said, you can have great, very good physicists, excellent chemists, etc., but they will never be great. And the reason they won't be great is because they never have connected. They have never taken the time out in their busy schedule of studying and researching and being in the lab. They've never taken out the time to really connect into the universe to see the bigger picture. And so anyway, like I said, I would not call it star travel. And these are complicated topics. And that's what I'm doing on my show, is I'm leading in to a lot of these more personal type of topics now in my theme of electric highways to the stars.
All right. Well said. Any follow-up there before we get away, sir?
Tomorrow night, listen to my show. And John, as people know, you are also have the MR5 whole house water filters on your page for sale, and it's a link to my page, so you get credit for the sale. And the horrific conditions of water today, for under $2,000, you can have a whole house water filter in your house at hot and cold water, and the worst toxic shock you get is in the shower every day. It comes through your skin, it comes through breathing in that vapor, and it goes directly into your bloodstream. So you need a whole house water filter, and I have the best one on the planet.
Absolutely.
And John, you have them on your page there. So
That's right. Thank you, sir, and we look forward to having you back next Wednesday. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks, John.
Okay, thank you. We have a top of the hour break. We'll be back with Jeff Nyquist. So we'll take calls directed towards Jeff Nyquist from this point forward. And, of course, the call-in number is 512-248-8252. Fast-changing world. A lot of very important things that we're discussing here. I haven't been aware of grounding for quite a while. Tour de France team, the American Tour de France team, makes use of grounding every night when they're on that grueling race. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
For 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.